Blog Talk Radio.
Go With Angels is more than the title of Mary Brotherton's debut book. It's her wish for you and your loved ones. Join her on her podcast every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time as she talks about angels and messengers from the spirit world. Of course, she'll talk about her book and the inspiration behind it, too. Call 516-418-5651 after 11 on Friday mornings to share your stories about angelic encounters.
Good morning and happy Friday. It's the first Friday of November, and I'm here live with you. If you'd like to call in and talk about angels or discuss any stories that you've got that where you've met angels or you think or you want to ask me a question about them, give me a call at 516-418-5651. That's 516-418-5651. As you know, over the years, I've written many poems, short stories, blog posts, articles for newspapers and magazines, monologues, scripts, and a couple of novels. They haven't all been published, but I've written them. I'm working on getting them all published. My personal writing has been revised, rewritten, reviewed, and edited, yet almost all of this has been unpublished until my book, Go With Angels. I've been a professional writer and editor for more than 30 years, earning a decent living, helping other writers and publishers win awards. And yet, some of my best work was almost wiped out with a few keystrokes, or actually it was a major software outage. Something happened to my laptop and I thought I had lost it all. So that's why I'm really pushing to get as many of my books done as I can. In fact, in 1 year, since October 2022 through October 2023, I have published three of my books. That's rather monumental. Go With Angels is a collection of short essays and journal entries, tells my truth as I know it and believe it. My mother told me that she knew I talked with angels when I was as young as four. Throughout my life, I have seen, heard, and known things that prove to me that there is life after death and that we can communicate with entities on the other side of the veil. In fact, my dear friend Leslie Hoffman and I are going to be putting together a woman's retreat in May of 2024. Well, we are putting it together. It's done. We've already started taking entry, what do you call them, registrants. We've had three women register to be a part of this. It's called the Soul Sisters Retreat, and it will be taking place in Cocoa Beach, May of 2024. You can learn more about this on beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. It's a Be Unique affiliation. Anyway, Leslie talks to and hears from angels. She does angel readings, but she also does mediumship readings. And she can talk to entities that are not specifically angels, but they're, you know, our loved ones who have crossed over. So we're going to be doing angel readings. I'm going to be doing some instructions on how to communicate with your angels. I will be reading some from my books. Leslie will be doing a mediumship gallery, and we're going to help women empower themselves to stand in their own power and strength, and they will be able to do some of the things that we do. It's really fabulous. It's been a delightful journey. I've talked for many years about doing a retreat, many, many years. And finally, I'm manifesting this into my life. So I just wanted to throw that in there and let you know that angels are real, and they do truly want to interact with us. In fact, I had a conversation with a woman today named Pat before. She's one of she is the second person who registered to be a member of the Soul Sisters Retreat. And Pat and I had a lovely conversation about how angels appear in very, what I call sacred coincidences or sacred serendipity moments. They interact with us. All we need to do is accept them, allow them to be present in our lives, or invite them in and quiet our minds enough to hear them. Sometimes hearing takes on the form of a dream, a vision, or simply knowing that our thoughts come from the spirit world rather than our imaginations. Now, Leslie has told me that when she's hearing from other spirits and even the angels, she gets a vision. She sees a bowl of oranges, or she might see a tall man, or she was telling me about a group that she was doing a reading with recently, and the message came through that manners were very important. Everybody was prim and proper, and the family knew immediately who Leslie was talking about. So then the messages kept coming stronger and stronger and stronger. And there are images in her mind. She just pictures in her mind these images. For me, I just possess a knowledge, and I'm given this knowledge to share. And the way I'm doing it right now is through books. And I will be sharing this knowledge at seminars or at the retreat. Maybe seminars are coming up too. I don't know. And the reason I said oranges is because recently I was meditating and I smelled oranges, and there were no oranges around, but I smelled them. And then I saw a pair of hands peeling an orange and presenting it to me. And I could almost taste the orange. I did not have any oranges, but I bought some the minute I went to the grocery store after that. And the reason that I wanted to do that was there are two angels that use oranges to present themselves to us. And my mind has just totally drawn a blank. Just bear with me for a moment, and I'll tell you who those angels are. It kind of blows my mind that I have slipped my mind. So I'm going to actually cheat a little bit, and I'm going to open up a file and find out who they are. I will tell you this, Uriel presents with white and orange or gold energy. And you can reach Zadkiel through the essential oils of orange or petitgrain, which comes from the bitter orange tree. But the Michael, the archangel, is the one who comes on the scent of oranges. If you've ever smelled oranges when there were none around and started craving the taste of oranges, or maybe you just want to wear orange more, the angel we know as the beloved of God might be trying to get your attention. He's just waiting for you to invite him to work with you. And the other angel that presents with orange colors is Raguel. He is called the Archangel of Justice, and among other things. He likes to come on the image of burgundy and orange. He also will approach you through the sense of smell, especially oranges, sometimes magnolias. So if you ever smell orange and magnolia together, you know that you're dealing with Raguel. And I see that I have a caller on the line, so let me see who it is. Hello there. Hello, caller.
Hi, I was listening. I was just going to listen. I don't know what questions that you take.
Well, it doesn't matter. Have you ever had an experience with an angel?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to share that? You don't have to.
Do just that I know that whenever I was in a car accident years ago, 20-some years ago, that I know that there was an angel with me in the car that helped.
Oh, gosh.
You know, that helped me.
So many times. And that's what my first book, Go With Angels, is about. Near-death experiences or, you know, close calls. My sons and myself have had so many just, you walk away going, how did I even survive that? So what was your accident, if you don't mind?
I had hit a tree and that, and I just remember that seeing an angel on the passenger side of the car, but I don't know what caused me to lose control or anything. It was in the morning.
I once hit
and
a
I
patch of ice.
At the time.
I hit a patch of ice one time and my car was spinning out of control. And I knew there was somebody in the car with me because I couldn't have gotten out of that situation without some other divine presence. And so I just screamed, what do I do? And I was told, touch the brakes. And I did, and my car stopped spinning. Of course, then it went off the road, and it was in the ditch. It wasn't. I thought I was going to hit a tree, but I didn't. And so I sat there, and I said, thank you for saving me, but now what? And I tried to back the car out onto the highway, and I just spun it into the mud. And that same voice said, do not touch the accelerator. Right then I knew it wasn't me and my imagination. Oh, it's 11:11. Make a wish. 11:11 is Archangel Michael's favorite number. And there are other angels that work with 11:11 too, but he's one of the ones that's really tied into that number. So I heard this, do not touch the accelerator. And to me, it's always been a gas pedal. I've never called it an accelerator. And the voice said, do not touch the steering wheel. Do not touch the brake pedal. Put the vehicle in forward gear, which I thought, oh, how fancy. It's a car and it's drive to me. So I did what the voice told me. And I was amazed as I watched this car basically drive itself out of this mud hole and back onto the shoulder of the road where I could get back onto the street and go home.
Wow.
And I know that was, I believe that one was actually Jesus. I don't think it was an angel because, you know, how they say God is my co-pilot and things like that. Sometimes I do have an angel since then named Andre that goes with me everywhere I go. And Andre, not too long ago, saved me from a wheelbarrow that bounced out of a truck in front of me. The guy was just flying down the road, and he was doing what my husband calls yip-yap. He was just weaving in and out of traffic very, very fast. And I don't know, I just said a prayer for him thinking he must be on his way home to get to the hospital for somebody. And it was clearly like a construction truck. So he could have had a passenger in his car or his truck that had been injured in an industrial accident or something. And he might have been rushing them to the hospital. I don't know what was happening. All I know is he passed me on the right. I was passing someone else. He passed me on the right. Then he zipped between me and the car I was passing and was in front of me. And as he tried to go around that car that I was passing, a wheelbarrow bounced out of his truck. And it should have hit me in my car. It should have just bounced on top of my car. But it didn't. My angel Andre grabbed that thing and just flew it and threw it across the road. And it happened so fast, I barely had time to register it. When I got home, I sat down and I started praying about it. And that was when I realized, yes, that was an angel. So when you hit the tree, Were you hurt at all?
Yes, I was hospitalized, and I had a concussion.
Oh. Bless you.
I had stitches on the side of, on the right side of my face.
Uh-huh. Were you, did
that,
you have to call?
I was hospitalized for two. No, somebody else had called 911.
So why do you think an angel was there?
Because I could see, I just, as I was turning, as my car was turning, because it flipped over.
And you saw somebody or a light or what?
Yes. I just seen like somebody was sitting there with me on the other side, bracing, you know, holding me back.
That is so cool. Trying to think of the angel that usually comes in for dangerous situations. I think that, yeah, Michael is one for sure. He's the guardian or the patron of police officers specifically, but he works with others as well, and he is a great protector. In fact, one of his nicknames is the Great Protector and Light Worker. So it's very, very possible that you had Michael, the Archangel, with you right then. Do you often see like little glimpses of blue light when you're quiet and praying or meditating?
No, I don't.
Okay. And that's not unusual, but that is one of the light rays that he works with. And sometimes he likes to show, show that that he's there. But he's the one I was talking about the time you joined in about oranges. Did you hear that part of the show?
No, I didn't.
Michael and there's another angel named Ragel. They like to present in the scent of an orange. So if you ever smell oranges, but there aren't any oranges around, it's either Michael or Ragel. And you can ask, please tell me which angel is with me. If you see the blue light, then you know it's Michael. And Ragel works with the, what color does he work with? Let me think for a minute. I think it's a red. No, I'm not. I have to go look it up now. I don't remember all my stuff. But he's the angel of justice. So another way you might see, know if it's him, if you start smelling oranges, is if you see a hammer or a gavel, because he's the angel of justice. And if you all of a sudden, if you're nervous or kind of agitated and you ask for help and you smell oranges and then all of a sudden start feeling calm, that's definitely Ragel. He's really good about helping you to calm yourself. Oh, yeah, that's right. He works with orange and burgundy. That's an unusual combination. But what is your name? I didn't get your name when you called in.
Amy.
Amy?
Yeah.
I have a niece named Amy. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. I have a niece in South Carolina named Amy. And so when you had the angel in the car, have you experienced anything like that since?
No.
Do you want
to?
Would you like to experience the angels a little more in your life?
Yes.
What I find works is meditation. And, I used to get upset because when I started to meditate, I would almost always fall asleep. And then I'd wake up and think, I've got to start this all over again because I fell asleep. And one day I was scolding myself, and it felt like someone had put their hand on my shoulder and there was no one there. And it was just that sense of calm down, don't worry, it's okay. And I learned over time that if you fall asleep during meditation, that's fine, because you start out in it. Basically, it's all about intention. I want to connect with my angels. I want, you know, and if you don't know which angel you want to connect with, you can say, angels and archangels, whoever can serve me best today, please come be in my presence. And there are angels that are shy, and there are angels that are not shy at all. Some of them, they love the attention. It's kind of interesting when you find out who is and who isn't shy. Raphael is one he's almost like the class clown, like, look at me, I'm over here, pay attention to me. He could have been with you also, because he is one of the patron saints of travelers. So there are a lot of angels that cross over, just like people. You know, a lot of people do the same job or the same kind of job, but they may have different roles to perform. And the angels are similar. They work back and forth with us at different times. But you can just ask him or any of them to come be with me. And now, are you a regular meditator, Amy?
I do, but it's sometimes hard for me to concentrate to do.
I think it's hard for most humans because our minds are always so busy. I remember I was talking with a nun one time, and she was a very ADD kind of person. And she said meditating for her was the hardest thing in the world. She said, so what I do is I don't try to meditate for a long time. She said, I sit down and I close my eyes and I say, God, I'm here. And she said, I'll take in a couple of breaths, and then something will cross my mind, and I'll think, oh, I need to go do this, or I need to make that phone call, or I need to so-and-so. And she'll say, okay, God, I'll be back in a little while. And she just kind of talks to God like she would a family member. Hey, I'm here, but I'm busy, so I'll be with you when I can. And she says it works for her. And I think a lot of us, that it works for me. I try to be a little more mindful and restful, because it helps me maintain my balance, because I'm such a busy person. I don't think I'm any busier than a lot of people, but a lot of people tell me that I'm one of the busiest people they know. And I can't tell you how many of my friends say, Mary, you need to relax more. You need to take more breaks. Well, I do what I feel is right for me. And I don't worry about what's right for other people. So if you can only meditate for 30 seconds, Amy, that's 30 seconds of...
Oh, okay. It doesn't have to be like 20 minutes, a half hour.
That's right.
Okay.
It can be 5 minutes. It can be whatever you want it to be. And what I think is important is when you want to work with the angels and you let them know this, they're going to start noticing, and you will find different things that make you think, oh, maybe that was an angel, whether it's a feather that you find lying on the ground or a butterfly that flies by or a dragonfly of a specific color that you seem to see everywhere you go. Anything that flies like that, that's small, to me symbolizes angels. Of course, beautiful flowers, angels love, and they each of them have a vibration. Do you have a favorite flower, Amy?
I do like lilies.
Oh, okay. Because there are several angels that resonate with the energy of lilies. Raphael is one. See who else I can find. The Archangel Jagudel. He is the work angel. He likes the lily of the valley, which is a different than the actual lily. But Raphael is the main angel who resonates with lily and lily of the valley. And there was another one that he has he carries a scepter. Who was that? Oh, Aurora likes lilies as well. Gabrielle sometimes will carry a scepter made out of the braided stems of lilies. And Ariel also is an angel that is closely aligned to lilies. So when the fact that you like lilies tells me that these angels might even be in your life already. Do you have a favorite gemstone or crystal that you like to use?
Amethyst.
A lot of them resonate with amethyst. Let me see who's on my list here. If I could spell it, I'd be good. And if I could type, it would be good, even better. Because what I believe, if you know what gemstone and what flower resonates with a specific angel, it's very possibly that they're already in your life. Jeremiel, he's the Archangel of Forgiveness and Mercy, and he resonates with amethyst. And then there's another one named Satchel. He's amethyst and lapis lazuli emerald. Raziel is also an angel who resonates with amethyst, as well as Zadkiel. And I was trying to see if there was a connection between the amethyst and the lily, but there doesn't seem to be. But there are a lot of different things that you can find to work with. And you can just even, you know, if you wanted to think about lilies and hold a piece of amethyst when you meditate, that raises your vibrations. And you could just say, angel, whoever wants to work with me, please let me know you're here. That's how I started working with them. I just started asking for them to come into my life and show me their presence, and they do.
Okay.
I'll tell you a little bit about
that.
Yeah. I'll tell you a little bit about Angel Jeremiel. I think I already said he was the Angel of Forgiveness and Mercy. He is really good at helping you release past hurt and resentment. And he gives you a positive perspective on life. No matter what's been going on, he's kind of like the go-to guy for that. He's a they're all non-judgmental, but he uses forthrightness and candor to help you learn from mistakes and can help you plan for a more positive outlook in life. One of the great things about Jeremiel is if you know somebody who's recently crossed over, he can help you connect to them. He's one of the angels. He's kind of shy, so he uses visions and dreams to convey messages rather than being right up in your face like Raphael. Now, do you have a favorite color?
Purple.
Okay. Well, purple is one of the colors associated with Jeremiel. So you might want to start working with him. Although a lot of the angels, let me see who else likes purple. there are several that cross over in their angel light rays. Jeremiel again. Oh, Archangel Salathiel. He uses the deep, deep purple. And he's kind of, I don't want to say he's one of my favorites, but I just feel very close to him for some reason. He's very grounding, and I think that's why, because he just helps you ground yourself. And he's really good to work with as a beginning angel communicator. He aligns real closely with the number 222. So if you start seeing that number in different places, you are probably, you know, working with Salathiel. Let's see who else deals in the purple. Jay Goodell, we talked about. Now, Jay Goodell is also closely related to the lilies, I think. Was he lilies or amethyst? I'm so confused now. Talking too much. He likes lilies. So Jay Goodell could be working with you. And Satchiel, we mentioned earlier, he likes the dark purple sapphire. And another angel we haven't talked about yet is Barakiel. He comes on, he releases that purple light. But he works with roses more so than with lilies. Remiel is another one who likes purple and pink. He's the Archangel of Hope. So purple, any purple flower, purple gemstones, definitely amethyst. Going to be around him. Aurora is also another angel who releases the purple light. So did you have any questions that you wanted me to see if I could get an answer for? Or?
Do you see, can you ask about both of my sons? They're both going through a difficult time, and they're both dealing with separate issues.
These are young men, aren't they?
Yes.
In their 20s?
No, they're still teenagers.
Okay. I just envisioned young men, and it's hard to tell if they're teenagers or young men sometimes. The only message I'm getting is time. Give them time. Space and time.
Okay.
But I sense that everything will work out exactly as it's supposed to. It will all unfold according to the divine plan, and there's absolutely nothing you can do to change it or speed it up. The biggest thing is for you to be patient and give them the time to work it out on their own. And when they come to you, be ready and embrace them. And just say, I'm here to help. Because I get the sensation that they're not wanting to talk about it right now.
Yes, they're actually, I'm both trying to get them into counseling. It's just I'm running up with brick walls every time. Like, I call this person. They can't get them in for this many weeks. So now I'm going to try this other thing where they can talk virtually with a therapist. Hopefully that's going to work. That I get the right person for each one of them.
Hold on a minute. Let me find something for you. There's an archangel named Azrael. He is the patron of spiritual teachers and counselors. So
Azrael.
If you,
okay.
A-Z-R-A-E-L.
Wait, can you spell that again?
Sure.
A-
A-Z, as in zebra, R-A-E-L.
Okay.
He can help with transitions, endings, and new beginnings. And I got the impression that there's some changes going on with your sons, and they're trying to understand. And things are just, what I'm envisioning is like a brilliantly colored whirlwind, almost like they're in a tornado, but it's not dark and gray. It's colorful. So it's not a bad thing. It's just a thing that they're having to deal with and understand and come to terms with. And these transitions and changes can be related to anything: relationships, careers, addictions. So Azrael will help navigate these changing cycles in life. And he wants us to remember to embrace our human experiences, enjoy life, try new things, and leave our protective shell. So he's a very precious angel that can help you unblock any or move any obstacles that are in your path. And if you don't know what the problem actually is, you can ask Azrael to help you realize it and move beyond it. So definitely I would ask Azrael to lead you to the correct counselor.
Okay.
And you can also ask him to give you the words to comfort your sons and help them as they go through whatever it is they're going through. And another thing Azrael can help you do, if you can get calm and centered, he can help you gain a clearer perspective on what you need to do to help your sons.
Okay.
Just make sure your energy is soft and loving. Don't just try, you know, even for just a few seconds, don't let anything in. Just think of it in terms of, remember back to when these boys were babies and you were
okay,
cradling them in your arm for the first time. Go back and embrace that moment of utter love. And Azrael will come because he works with your heart chakra and he brings balance and calmness. Now, when you start working with Azrael, you might notice, especially if you just close your eyes, and it'll come like a momentary flash. You might just see a tiny glimpse of, oh, what was that I just saw? If it's a creamy white light, that's Azrael. Also, if it's kind of a yellow, pale yellow, or a pearly white light, then that's definitely Azrael. And you will probably find, if you start working with him, that you feel warm, like you're blushing almost, like you're just flushed with a little, whew, what was that? You might start seeing stars on, you know, just pictures of stars, butterflies, feathers, or even just pictures of the sky. Or in your mind, when you close your eyes to meditate and work with Azrael, you may see images of these things pop in. But you'll start feeling more at peace, and you'll find yourself more connected to all of life. He works with the crystals citrine, moonstone, yellow calcite, and flower agate. If you don't have those stones, you can just look up what they, you know, images of what they look like, and that'll help you get to that point of drawing up that energy.
Okay.
Azrael is considered of cosmic size. So don't be alarmed if when you start working with him, you start suddenly seeing or envisioning these larger than life images of, he can come to you as an angel that's just gigantic, or you might suddenly start seeing for no reason at all, it seems like, all of a sudden, everywhere you turn, you're going to be seeing big buildings or bigger, like Humvees or big, gigantic 18-wheelers. Everywhere you go, you're going to be seeing big, big, big things. Now, I will tell you, Azrael is known as the Great Comforter, but he's also known as the Angel of Death, but not because he brings death, because when people die, Azrael is one of the first angels that they're going to encounter, and he helps them transition to the other side. And his number is 6. So if you start seeing the number 6 in any combination, it can be 600, 616, 116, it could be, you know, 66, it could be anytime you see the number 6, ask if that's Azrael, if he's there, because he very likely is.
Okay.
Now, he's one of the few angels that's associated with more than one flower. Most of the angels, they pick one flower and that's it, like the lily. But Azrael is associated with 4 flowers. And they're really interesting flowers because they're not flowers you think of, you know, everybody thinks of roses, daisies, lilies. He is associated with passion flower, chrysanthemum, sweet basil when it's blooming, and acacia, which I don't even know what an acacia flower looks like. I think it's a tiny purple flower, but I don't know. But he's the one that can comfort you. He can comfort your sons. He can lead you to a good counselor for them.
Okay.
Can I answer any other questions for you?
Just there's some turmoil going on at the last place that I worked at, not where I'm currently working, but I was, they're being investigated, and I don't know how they got my name, but they did, and I'm just concerned I'm going to be pulled into something that I'd have no knowledge of, you know.
Well, my suggestion is if you're not involved, then even if you get pulled into it, it's not going to matter. It'll resolve itself. But there is an angel who is specifically dedicated to work endeavors, and that's Jay Goodell.
Okay.
And I'll spell that if you'd like.
Okay. Yes.
J-E-G-U-D-I-E-L. And it's pronounced Jay Goodell. He's called the Work Angel. And he's actually the advisor and defender of anyone who works in any position, any kind of work at all, basically jobs.
Okay.
So if you can start working with Archangel Jay Goodell, what will happen especially with this situation of a past job, because it's a, you know, something in your history, he's going to give you a sense of confidence and encourage you to just let the past be the past. He's going to help increase your self-esteem, and he'll help you see God's perfection in even the things that are unpleasant. You'll see how God is at work in all of those things. Oh, he's another okay. one. I think we mentioned him. He works with the purple light. So if you ever see the flashes of purple when you're just thinking, you know, sometimes I can be not necessarily meditating, but I'll be doing something else and I'll just say, hey, I'm just, you know, an angel across my mind. I'm like, oh, what was that? And it'll be a little flash of a color. Usually mine are pink. So that means Haniel or one of the other pink rays are working with me for different reasons or doing things in the background. And that's what I find. I'll see a flash of light of a different color and I'm like, oh, I need to go remember. I have to go look up who that angel was, because there's something going on that I don't even know about necessarily that they're working with me in the energy fields. And Jay Goodell's number is 4. So that way you can know which angel you're working with. You know, if you see the 4s or if you're seeing the 2s, then you'll know which one you're actually working with. And the essential oils that Jay Goodell works with are rosemary, peppermint, and lemon, which those are real good for focusing when you're working. Oh. Well, that was good. She ended up hanging up, losing connection, I guess. I don't know if she got tired or got called away. But that brings me to the end of today's show. And I'm very grateful that Amy called in, and I'm grateful for anyone else listening. I want to play a real quick little testimony from Carrie Stanley for you, and I'll be right back.
Hello, beautiful lady. I've been meaning to find 5 minutes to reach out to you to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and Mary Krause, who I call the Countess, for the 2 beautiful books. I'm dying to get in and really dig into your first book. My surgery's on hold right now because we know how finances go. But I wanted to let you know I would like to buy one of the children's books. One of my dear, dear friends lost her husband Saturday. He was only 33 years old to cancer. He found out 3 weeks ago he had cancer and he's gone. And your book came the same day. And I said, okay, this is not a coincidence whatsoever. And she has, her oldest son is 2, her youngest son is 1. I did send her a couple of pictures of your book, and I said, Stephanie, I'd really love to purchase one of these books for you. So let me know how I can purchase it, and if I could have you sign it, and I'll just tell you what their names are to write in the book. It is such a beautiful, beautiful children's book. And it's no coincidence, my granddaughters were here too, and when my youngest one was reading through it, she's 5, she goes, Gigi, that's all the stuff you tell us all the time, and that's what you tell your clients. And I said, I know, because our angels are always there. Our angels that were not human, that were here, like Uncle Bright. So I would love to know how to purchase this book. Let me know. I'll give you Stephanie's address. She needs all the help she can get. And I know this book will definitely, I'm not giving her mine. I'm like, nope, Mrs. Krause bought that for me, the Countess, so.
I will tell you real quick the way to order my books. I have 3 books about angels. Go to beunique.org, beunique.org, and you can order them right there. A portion of every book sold is donated back to the charity Be Unique. And until next Friday, I will say adios, goodbye, ciao, hasta la vista, and all that other good stuff.
Thanks for listening to Go With Angels with Mary Brotherton. If you want to order a copy of Go With Angels, just reach out to mary@beunique.org for details. That's BUNEKE.org. And be sure to tune in every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for more stories about angelic encounters. Follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio so you don't miss a single episode.